Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to Sisters and a Glimpse.
Yes. Episode...
Abby! 7? 8? I don't know.
7 or 8.
7 or 8.
Of season two. I think it's eight.
I have let the whole team down. I promised at the end... My goodness.
I would have never said that if I wasn't confident that you would have known.
Broke my promise because I promised at the end of the episode last week. So, oh well.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
So, how has your week been?
It has been great. Just starting to kind of get my mind focused on school starting back in a couple of weeks. And what I need for my classroom, what I need to restock if I want to redecorate some things. And so I'm kind of trying to get back into that zone.
The teacher mode.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Yes.
Teachers never have a full summer.
No.
You always start thinking about July 1st.
Yes. Yep. I'm grateful for the time we get off, but it does. Yeah, it comes quick.
It comes real quick.
But I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yes.
Okay, so tonight we have decided that we wanted to talk about comparison.
Comparison? What's that?
Yes, because...
I've never heard of comparison.
Oh, you haven't.
I haven't.
You are the only one in the whole world, Abby. Pick it.
Just kidding.
Okay, so we thought about this because I know women especially... struggle big time with comparison, but not just women, men too.
Yeah.
And I think struggle with comparison in a different way than what women do. Women usually tend to compare their bodies, what they look like, opportunities that they have to other women and what we see on social media. And I think men more typically tend to compare like how much you have, more material things of, or how much power you might have or authority or anyways, comparison is a big issue.
And it's everywhere.
And it's so big of an issue that God put this in the Ten Commandments, really.
He absolutely did.
Let's read it, Abby.
Yep. Okay. So in Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, this is the easy to read. Just keep it plain and simple. Easy to read version. It says, "You must not want to take your neighbor's house. You must not want his wife, and you must not want his men and women servants or his cattle or his donkeys. You must not want to take anything that belongs to another person."
Okay, so that's what comparison is. Yeah. When we look at someone else and what they have or what they look like, what they do, and we want what they have.
Yeah.
So where do you see this most show up in our culture?
Everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I think comparison is so unique because it... A lot of things you may not see arise until a certain age, but comparison, my goodness, it can start as a child. I mean, we see children beginning to compare one another, and sometimes that can even be something that stems from the parents talking to the children. I'm thinking right now from, I played sports all my life, and so just from an athletic standpoint, if so-and-so, I mean, if we're in the youth association, like the youth league, so-and-so has a better game than me, and not that my parents did a fantastic job of never doing this, but it can happen if Sally has a better game than I do, then
Sally's not real.
Yeah. I don't know Sally. Then someone may say, well, you should have played better. Did you see how Sally played? And so already that gets my mind thinking of, well, man, I wish I could have had a good game of Sally. I wish I could be Sally. Sally's taller than I am. Sally's stronger than I am. All of these different things. And that can happen as a child. Grades academically you see it in so-and-so made the A mm-hmm. honor roll. I'm just going to keep it real, real. We see sometimes on social media, parents sharing what their children made on their report cards, which is great. Be proud of your children. And I'm not a parent. Mm-hmm. So I'm speaking from third party. And so maybe I shouldn't speak on this, but I am anyways, because I feel led to of we're sharing all of these accolades. And so other parents may see that and think, oh, well, I wish my child could have done that. Or if this person only knew what my child was struggling with. And so therefore you have children and adults all in this crazy mix up
of comparison world
And that doesn't even include, physical traits as well, which I think is so often what people, they hear comparison and they automatically go to physical, whether it is so-and-so is stronger than me, so-and-so has a better shape than me, whatever it is, I wish I had blue eyes, I wish I had better hair, whatever it may be. And so it is in, it's literally tied into every age, every aspect of our lives for both males and females.
So, like, I'm listening to everything and lots of thoughts are running through my head. Of, do you think there's something that has caused, like, a rise in this? Like, in our culture?
100%.
Which would be?
Social media.
Yeah.
I mean, when, before social media, before computers even existed, how did people communicate? Just by word of mouth, right? Or maybe by cellular device. But it is so easy for us to, and I am 100% guilty as well.
Me too.
But with social media, it is so easy to fall into this mindset of, oh, I bet everyone else cares about this as much as I care about this. So whenever I share it, I expect for so-and-so, for Megan to be just as excited about it as I am.
And that's a pride thing.
And that's a pride thing. And so, therefore, I, and so we get these likes, we get these comments, it feels good. And so I think, oh, okay, well, they cared about this. So then I'm going to share something else awesome that happened to me, and I'm going to give you more. And it just is this cycle of, we're just sharing all of these informations where before social media, if I didn't have social media, would I really tell anyone other than just my closest family and friends? Probably not.
Probably not.
And so, and again, it's not that it's ever,
we're posting our best lives.
Right. And everybody, it's not ill intended. I don't believe that. I mean, I think it can be, but I don't think it has to be. But we could fall into that trap. We have to be very careful in regards to why am I sharing this and how are other people going to receive this? And are we being mindful of how other people are going to receive this?
Like, are we wanting other people to want what we have?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are we gloating?
Are we boasting? We're enticing people to sin.
Right.
Yeah. By posting our best lives. But then also, you know, we compare our everyday life,
right,
the ins and outs of, you know, we know the ins and outs of every part of our lives, but we compare that to the best picture of someone else's life, and oh, well, they've gone and done this and they get to do this, and look at the clothes they're wearing, and look where they get to go, or look who they know, and then all of a sudden we are in that rabbit hole of, man, I want what they have. And we start trying to chase it.
Exactly. And that is, and we can say all we want to that, oh, that will never happen to me. I am stronger than that. I am better than that. That is a lie. We have to be on guard, and we have to have the Holy Spirit's help. You saying that and just thinking of kind of getting our minds so focused on, everyone else and what they look like, where they're going, who they know, what they're doing, all of those things, made me think of, and I was already kind of, thinking about this Psalm whenever we were getting ready for this, but, Psalm 73, it is written by a man named Asaph. He's one of David's, musicians. So he knows David, but he has several different Psalms, and Psalm 73, I want to read, is it okay if I read the whole Psalm?
Yes.
Okay. I want to read this whole Psalm, and then we'll come back and we'll kind of talk about it and why it's relevant to what we're talking about. So, it I'm just going to read the whole thing because it's that good. So, God is so good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure, but I almost slipped and lost my balance. I almost fell into sin. I saw that wicked people were successful, and I became jealous of those proud people. They are healthy. They don't have to struggle to survive. They don't suffer like the rest of us. They don't have troubles like other people, so they are proud and hateful. This is as easy to see as the jewels and fancy clothes they wear. If they see something they like, they go and take it. They do whatever they want. They make fun of others and say cruel things about them. In their pride, they make plans to hurt people. They think they are gods. They think they are the rulers of the earth. Even God's people turn to them and do what they say. Those evil people say, God does not know what we are doing. God Most High does not know. Those proud people are wicked, but they are rich and getting richer. Clearly then, I gain nothing by keeping my thoughts pure. What good is it to keep myself from sin? God, I suffer all day long, and you punish me every morning. I wanted to tell others these things, but that would have made me a traitor to your people. I tried hard to understand all of this, but it was too hard for me. But then, God, I went to your temple, and I understood what will happen to the wicked. Clearly, you have put them in danger. You make it easy for them to fall and be destroyed. Trouble can come suddenly, and they will be ruined. Terrible things can happen to them, and they will be finished. Then they will be like a dream that we forget when we wake up. You will make them disappear like the monsters in our dreams. I was so stupid. I thought about such people and became upset. God, I was upset and angry with you. I acted like a senseless animal, but I am always with you. You hold my hand. You lead me and give me good advice, and later you will lead me to glory. In heaven, God, I have only you. And if I am with you, what on earth could I want? Maybe my mind and body will become weak, but God is my source of strength. He is mine forever. God, people who leave you will be lost. You will destroy all who are not faithful to you. As for me, all I need is to be close to God. I have made the Lord God my place of safety. And God, I will tell you about all that you have done.
Mm.
And I love that because he talks about, at the very beginning and through most of it, he talks about how his mind, his thoughts are just so focused on these people. These people that seem to have it all, right? They seem to have everything that he doesn't. Mm-hmm. And here he is trying to follow the Lord. And he's thinking, because his thoughts are looking towards these other people, he's thinking, Lord, is this even worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What do I have? All I do is suffer all day long. He can't even see the blessing of what he has in the Lord God and what God has given him. Because you have no doubt that the Lord has blessed. I mean, he has things. Materially, but he even more so, he has a relationship with the Lord. But he can't even get to that point because he is so focused on, he talks about the wicked, but this is just, this could easily be just people who,
anybody.
Who are just, successful in the world's eyes. And who you are striving to have what they have. And then he talks about how he just says it. And sometimes I tell myself this, I'll just be like, Abby, you're so stupid. Like, get with the program.
I like that he says that.
I was so stupid, like a senseless animal. And when it happens whenever he steps into the Lord's temple, and he recognizes their, I don't like the word fate, but what will happen to them because they are so attached to what they have here on earth that is going to disappear one of these days versus what he has in his relationship with the Lord God and who the Lord is for him. And that later he says, you have led me and give me good advice, and later you will lead me to glory. And so he has a quick shift in perspective of, okay, they may have it, quote unquote, have it all here on this earth. And yes, that looks good. And yes, it is tempting to want those things, but those things are not going to last forever. What will last forever is you and I, Lord. And that's what we want. That's what we strive for.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. Because how oftentimes do we find ourselves in the same mind space that that this psalmist is in, and so focused on what we wish we had, that we see that other people have, and we long for what someone else has, and we have the greatest gift of all.
Right.
We have the Holy Spirit living within us. We have a relationship with the Lord. We have eternity sealed, and while you were reading that psalm and then talking about it, I just started thinking of all the different things that comparison steals from us.
Yeah.
And when we live in that, you know, if the psalmist wouldn't have turned around, mm-hmm. how in the middle of that psalm, you heard that his heart started to harden mm-hmm. towards God.
Yeah.
And that he was like, why this isn't worth it,
yeah.
Lord? Like, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, are you doing this to me? And you start to have, you know, this tunnel vision of what you want and mm-hmm. what you see, and you can't see anything else for that. And so it steals so much for you. It steals your joy, first of all, because yeah. you can't have joy in the Lord right. when you're so focused on what you want instead.
Yeah.
And the main thing is it hardens your heart, not only to God, but it yeah. hardens your heart towards others mm-hmm. and even other believers. Cause you know, that psalm is more about the wicked right. and what he sees with them. But we can also, you know, covet what our sister in Christ or yeah. our brother in Christ has.
Absolutely.
And then our hearts can be hardened towards them because mm-hmm. they have what we want. Mm-hmm. And so comparison steals our joy. It hardens our heart. And then yeah. we also miss out on all the things that God wants for us to do and mm-hmm. all the opportunities he's given for us to walk in because we're so focused on somebody else's path. And we right. forget, okay, God has a plan, a unique plan that he has written before time for right. each one of us.
Yeah.
And when we are so focused in trying to get off of our path and onto someone else's, our path is still there.
Yeah.
And nobody can walk in it but us.
Right.
And if we are so focused on somebody else's way of life and what they have and trying to get what they have and trying to do what they do and go where they go, then we can never fulfill the things that God has planned for us
that's
to do.
Good. Yeah,
and
that's good.
That is sad. Like that should make us, and you mentioned this earlier about actively being aware
yeah.
of us comparing ourselves, because we can't fall into that lie of thinking, oh, right. well, that's not a sin I struggle with. Mm-hmm. No, you can, especially mm-hmm. the world that we live in.
Yeah.
Like, you will fall into that before you know it.
Right.
But to be aware, mm-hmm. actively be aware of that and to fight against that and
absolutely.
To say, Lord, help me keep my eyes on my path that you have for me.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do think that, and sometimes we think, oh, well, that's too easy. But yeah, it is, and it's a yeah. good thing. But like, we can come to, just like with anything else, even in the Lord's Prayer, it says, lead us not into temptation
yeah.
and deliver us from evil. We can come each morning and say, okay, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need you to lead me away from any comparison, like any thoughts of comparison. And if I do start to fall into those thoughts, even mm-hmm. if it's one thought, stop that thought mm-hmm. and quickly replace it with mm-hmm. what is true. Mm-hmm. And stop it right there. Because mm-hmm. if you stand, it's just like anger, it's just like pride, it's just like with anything else, of if you let it go past one moment, it is a slow, quick fade. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes one thought to quickly get you on a downward spiral mm-hmm. and make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I may not even, isn't it crazy to think how like these people on social media, we don't even know them.
Mm-mm.
Like I think of quote unquote,
what they're
like,
going through
influencers.
Like. Yeah.
That we follow, that travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find, and sometimes I still do. I'll be honest. I was going to say I used to. I still do.
Yeah.
I will look at their life and like they
wow.
get to travel.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful mm-hmm. and they have all these beautiful things and they've got a beautiful family. And I'm like, how do they get how do they get to just travel? How dare they just get to travel? Do
and
they
I
not
have
know?
To work.
I have to work. How dare I have to work?
God.
Like, yeah, Lord, why couldn't you call yeah. me to be an influencer, you know?
Yeah.
But like, truly, I have to fight against that.
Mm.
And I don't even know. These are probably great people, but I always think, oh, I bet their personality is just really bad. I bet there's really mean people. I don't know them. How dare I even put my own, because of my own pride
mm-hmm.
and my own issues, project that onto them? That mm-hmm. is so wrong and so sinful of me. And so, but everybody, I guarantee you.
Yes.
If we asked everyone, there is some mm-hmm. type of issue that they deal mm-hmm. with that that's similar as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my goodness, like we find ourselves mad at strangers that we don't even know.
Don't even know.
In stealing mm-hmm. our joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, you think about like, how blessed are we?
Mm.
Like, yeah, I may not get to travel for a living, but how blessed am I? And you hear this, and then people say, you know, if we focus too much on other people, like, you do forget the blessings. And that is true. That can't become, don't let that become a cliche in your life, because it is true. Like, you think on your blessings. You dwell on what the Lord has given you, because if you don't, then naturally you're going to forget them, and you're going to start to lose sight of them.
You will.
It just is human nature. We just do.
Absolutely.
And so, going back to my first point, that was kind of a squirrel. I'm sorry. We like squirrels. Squirrels are cute. You have to, every morning, just like you do with any other temptation that you may struggle with or sin that you may struggle with, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to discern and acknowledge any thoughts of comparison that you may have, even if it's a small one, and make you aware of them, because that can happen a lot too, where we're not even aware that we're comparing.
Yeah.
So you want to be aware, because if you're not aware, then you can't fix it.
Yeah.
And so that's something that you've got to pray for.
Okay. So I have lots. You saw me writing some things down, because as you were talking, it made me think of several different things.
Yeah.
And the first thing was, when you said, God, how come you couldn't make me an influencer, right?
Yeah.
Well, if we stop and think, like, he has called us to be influencers, but we see an influencer, not a worldly influencer, but his influencer.
Absolutely.
And to influence the world on his behalf.
Absolutely.
Drawing people to him. And if we are so focused on what the world has to offer and wanting what the world has, and we get caught up in that, we can't ever influence people on God's behalf, because the things of this world are going to be going away. Those things are not of God. Yes, he gives us blessings in this world. Yes, we are here in this world, but we're not of this world.
Right.
So, one, yes, we are influencers.
Absolutely.
Not for the world,
but
for him. And we have to keep a focus on that. And then I started thinking, you know, talking about wanting the path that someone else has. At the end of the world, we talk about this all the time on the podcast, our eternal perspective. At the end of your life, when you die, and in that split second, you are meeting Jesus face to face, he's not going to ask you, how well did you walk the path of so-and-so? How well did you, you know, were you able to do what I called that other person to do? He's not asking you that. He's asking you, did you accomplish the things I put before you to do?
That's good.
And if we are in this world and we are so focused and comparing ourselves to the people around us and chasing after what they're doing, what they have, where they're going, you know, what kind of jobs they have and all the things they get to do, if we are so focused on that and wanting that for ourselves, we're missing what Jesus has put us here for. And at the end of my life, I do not want to meet him and spent my whole life trying to live someone else's life.
Yeah. Amen.
Because he's not asking me about their life.
It's not
he's
what we're
asking
answer
me
for.
About mine.
Yeah. That's
not
good.
To answer for mine. So that was number two. And then you started talking about how to fight this and to have the awareness and to really be in prayer. You know, we forget how powerful prayer is, and we forget how powerful the Holy Spirit is within us. Like, we have the living God inside of us. And when we pray, especially because when we pray what's in his will, it will be done. He will give us that.
Amen.
And it is in his will for us to be convicted of those things that he wants to purge us of to make us more like him. And so when we pray to him and we say, Lord, show me, Holy Spirit, convict me in these areas where I'm comparing, he's going to do it. And you just have to be expectant and to be in tune with, okay, I'm feeling conviction here. This is where I'm having comparison. But then also, when he convicts you, act on those things.
That's what I was about to say.
Because, you know, if you notice there's a pattern that, oh, every time I'm feeling conviction, I'm on Facebook, well, then maybe it's time to put the Facebook down. Or every time you're feeling conviction, you're thinking about this, well, maybe it's time to change those thoughts. And so not only pray for that, be expectant of that,
yeah.
but then act on those convictions
yeah.
and
yeah.
pay attention to the patterns of mm-hmm. when you're feeling those comparisons.
Yes. Yeah. And one final piece I would add to that, that was also good. Goodness gracious. Taking us to church. I was just thinking of, for some reason Hallmark movies popped into my head, but I was thinking of don't let, you know, bring this to, if this is something that you struggle with, which we all do,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we sure, I guess you need somebody, whether it's one person, mm-hmm. whether it is, and we talk about this all the time too,
yes.
because it matters.
It does
right?
matter.
But you need a select few. It could be a best friend. It could be a spouse. It could be a mentor. Mm-hmm. It could be a small group. But to bring this to and say, hey, I'm really struggling with this. Mm. And make sure that you're bringing it to the right people. Because a lot of people may say, if you bring it to the wrong people, they may try and downplay it.
Mm-hmm.
They may try and say, oh, I struggle with that too. Because I was thinking, you talked about how you mm-hmm. may have to sacrifice something, mm-hmm. whether it's giving up social media or... I thought that's whenever I thought of Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
I know that like used to. Now, this mm-hmm. is something that I have been delivered from, but used to because I really don't yeah. watch that much Hallmark anymore. But whenever I was in college and a few years after that, I would watch Hallmark movies and that would put my mind so mm-hmm. focused on desiring this perfect like romantic
that doesn't exist.
Relationship that just doesn't exist. It just doesn't. Sorry if you love Hallmark, that's great, that's fine, and that may be not something that you struggle with,
yeah.
but I know a lot of people do, and it may sound silly, and that's why I'm saying that if you bring this to someone, make sure, like, let's say Hallmark is your struggle because it makes you compare and it gets you on that downward spiral, and you bring that to someone and you said, oh, that's stupid, you should be able to watch Hallmark mm-hmm. movies. Well, thanks a lot for nothing,
yeah.
right?
Now like, I'm going to keep struggling.
Exactly. Yeah. Now I'm just going to keep struggling. Rather than you saying, well, hey, have you thought about like maybe trying not to mm-hmm. watch that and just see if that helps? Like just give it a try. And so you want to make sure
your
that your
people matter.
Your people matter. And you're bringing these things mm-hmm. to the right people because it could easily be that comparison. And I guess any sin, but especially comparison or gossip,
mm-hmm.
Can be so easily downplayed
mm-hmm.
Because it is in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tangible. And everybody deals with it. So they may say, oh, don't worry about that. No, this is worth worrying about. It's in the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth worrying about. It's a sin mm-hmm. that needs to be taken care of because it's not a fruit that's to be born yeah. if we're living in the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
So just make sure your people matter. Make sure you're bringing it to the right people. You want to bring it to someone, but make sure it's the right person or the
yes,
right
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Yep. So yeah.
I 100% agree. Yes. I feel like we could okay. go on, but I feel
too.
Like we've covered a lot yeah. of good ground.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
Do
so
too.
Today is
my
your turn.
Favorite.
Yes. So
yes.
what's your favorite?
Okay. So I have a new app. It's new, actually not a new pastor, but new pastor for me that I've been listening to. It's actually our pastor of our church is one of his
favorite
mm-hmm. pastors. And then you shared with me that you've listened to mm-hmm. him before. I also have some other friends that have too. And so it is the Love Worth Finding app.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Dr. Adrian Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
He has passed away,
so good.
But he is so good. And just is so, he just keeps it simple and he is engaging.
Mm-hmm.
However, he gives great, real like personal mm-hmm. examples.
Yeah. I was about to say he's very captivating.
Yes.
In his how he presents
yes,
everything.
The gospel mm-hmm. and his testimonies mm-hmm. that he shares, whether it's his own testimony or him and his wife's marriage or whatever it is.
Easy to listen
he
to.
He is just easy to listen to. And it's just, he would be a great person to let pour into your life in the mornings, in the car, on your way to
absolutely.
Work, wherever it is. So
I concur.
Yeah. Love Worth Finding For app, Dr. Adrian Rogers.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, yep. guys. Well, that's all we have for today.
It sure is.
But we will see y'all. I always say see y'all.
See
we
y'all.
Won't see y'all. But
yeah.
we are going to talk to y'all.
We will talk to y'all.
Next week.
Yep, we sure will. We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.